24th day of Chanukah, and we're on page Mem, the middle of the second letter of Rav Volbo, which, again, the Sefer is written for Yeshiva Bachrim, so it has a certain angle, but relevant and has lessons for all of us. This one is about desire, and really from the context of it's particularly sexual desire that he's addressing. We're on the top of page Mem. So he just quoted from Rav Moshe Cordovero in the Sefer Tamar Devaru, who talks about based on the Zohar, that there's two Yetziras, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Tov is created for a person himself. Yetzer Hara, again, is Kabbalistic, but these are what the word says, created for his wife. And what it seems to mean is that a person should indulge the Yetzer Hara for the purpose of, he's using the term his wife, I think it means really others. And the Yetzer Tov really just for himself. The top of Memu Mahu Efo Harasha B'Yetzer. So, what indeed is the bad in the Yetzer Hara? Kishadam Moel Bakotchim. When he steals, he takes from that which is Kodesh. There's a Yetzer, I never Latzarach, Ishtahu Ma'or Latzarach, Ulahan Os Atzmel Chas V'Shalom. And the Yetzer Hara that was created for the need of his wife, he rouses for the need and pleasure of himself. Ki Yetzer Zelafi Yetzirasu Utu Udasu Eno Shayach Lanu. This Yetzer, per its creation and its purpose, is not doesn't belong to us. It wasn't put here for our own pleasure. When we put into this Yetzer that was entirely created for others, kavana atzmis, selfish goal, anochius, having to do with myself, that's where it becomes bad. The avoda is to guard this yetzer within ourselves until its time comes. I think I'll elaborate on that. Then its purpose is to use for a context of chesed, tikkun of the shechina, of making the home, and the foundation for a holy and godly house. I mean, he is talking about sexual yetzer hara here. B'shum ofen ein liros b'yetzer ha'tayva dvar ma'os ha'masuv mitzad atzmo. In no way should one see in the yetzer of desire something that is disgusting and abominable per se. Ki hine yetzira kadoshahi. It's something created holy. Hine lo matza elokeinu mokom yoser hogun lachasimas briso asher didn't find any place more appropriate for the Chasimas Bris than on the flesh of the Erva. And then he quotes the Ramban, V'amru B'tam HaMila. The Chazal explained the reason of Mila, Shesam Zikaron Be'ever HaTayva Rav HaMahuma V'Achet. That he put a reminder in the flesh of the Erva, which is impetuous and sinful, of all yishtamish bo rak b'mitzvah u'mutah, that should only be used for mitzvah and that which is permissible. Kishin is bonin b'his patchus ativis nivochach ladas. If we'll contemplate physical development, it will become clear to us, kishte yechidos mahavos adam echad, two singular existences make up man. In terms of the cells of the body, he is an individual that's relevant to himself. The cells of the body that increase from the moment of his conception at a mighty rate, they are the ones that build the body in the months of gestation, and in the 20 years, the first 20 years afterward, mevchinas toy hazera hanimtzoyim betoch blutos hamin, from the perspective of the procreator cells that are found in the sexual glands. That's what those words mean. Gam kein min harega harishon harea adam eno shayach laatzma. From the first moment, a person doesn't belong to himself. Who knows? Say betoy hazera yirushas avosav betchunas agufa nefesh. He carries within his those cells, the legacy, the inheritance of his forebears, of his ancestors, in physical and spiritual characteristics. V'olav limsar yirusha zos halo l'dor haba. And it's upon him to give over this legacy, this inheritance, further to the next generation. Toi zera elu enam misrabim b'shanim harishonos. These cells don't increase in the very early years. Rak b'yigia hanar l'gila bar mitzvah berach, only from around the age of bar mitzvah. Hey maschilim l'srabos, they start to increase. B'yacharim ze gedelim blutos v'evrei ha'ilada, and then those glands and parts of the body grow. Ha'adam misbager, he matures. Mitzad toy hazera hare adam gamitza gufo yitzur nitzri choruz echad v'shasheres hadoros. From the perspective of the zera cells, a person, even in his physical self, is a eternal being. One stanza in a chain of generations. Malbim says on Ish Imov of Tirov as Shapsosai Tishmoru that the concept of parents and children and Shabbos go together, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't called an end to creation, if the process of creation would have continued, and just like Adam HaRishon was created by God, every human being would have been created by Hashem, and that we would have had a world that would not have been set up with parents and children. But because Shavas, because he said, I'm not creating anymore, so he put in place systems that people procreate, and therefore there are parents and children. Ish imo v'aviv tiro, because v'shem sosa tishmoru, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like Kibayachal, gave over the process to man. Ilozos, if so, al adam ladas, ki min harega shetoya zera begufa misorim lesrabos. The person has to know that from the moment that the cells of zera in his body are roused to increase, eino od yitzur hachai rak chayatzma, he is no longer a creature that lives his selfish life, his own personal life. Talichim elu, these processes, begufo, in his body, machshir mosolias av labanim, create the possibility for him to be a parent to children. Molid dor chadosh, one who will give birth to a new generation. Esachayim shu kibel mishloshes hashutfim, the life that he received from the three partners, as the Gemara says, aviv imo uboro, his father, his mother, and his creator. Hino mitzuva limsor l'dor haba, he is commanded to give to the next generation, shuvim shnei shutfim, also with two partners, ma'isha asher yochiach Hashem lios lo ezer, with the woman who Hashem will show to be his ezer. I believe that there's a shared concept, v'im hashchina shetishra b'neim, and with the shchina that will rest between them, within them. Ha'iskonon is the tafkid ha'gadol hazeh, the preparation for this great role, lios av. Has to begin from the moment when, like, these processes start, when these cells start their pa'ula within the glands. I recall from when we studied the Gesher Achayim that he makes a point which I think should be obvious, that you can learn a lot about what man is supposed to be from the way he's created. From when HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed different processes that means something in terms of what one's tafkid is. Oz al hatzoir ladas, then it's upon the young person to know, hincha noed lios av labanim, you're destined to be a parent. Me'asodos shegilu lano chachmei ha'emes, who from among the secrets, chachmei ha'emes, which is a term for Sifrei Kabbalah, from the secrets that they've revealed to us, are ki lefi midas hakedusha shebehorim, per the degree of Kedusha in the parents, Tia Madregas HaNeshama Shel B'neim, that will be the level of Kedusha in the children. The main sources of this is the end of Parshas Vayetze, with Yaakov Avinu and the sheep, that even in the animal world, the thinking at the time of conception affects the children, and the Kabbalistic Rishonim have elaborations on that and what it's meant to teach man.